It's time for Ask Rhett, answering life's tough questions. Here's your host, Rhett Warner.
Is Jeff back in the room? We're into it.
Wow.
Jeez.
Go ahead. I was going
to Brought to you by Glenmore Audi. The 2015 all-new Audi A3 has arrived. Stop by and see the new terminal building and take a test drive.
DeForest blew my doors off.
He's a little rammy today.
I'm not sure what's up with him. You know what it is? It's parenthood. It's getting
wow,
to him.
Yeah, he's starting to understand what real life is now. He lived that dream
he's
life
snippy.
Forever. He was. I'll tell snippy. You what. He was none too happy with you or Humphreys yesterday. Just.
Yeah, he sent me a bitter text.
See, now he gets it. Before, when I'd come in here, he's looking at me like, "Why are you such a sissy?" Now he's like, I get it. I get sick. The kid gets sick. My life sucks.
Look at the text line.
What?
This song should be played every morning. Keep it going. I'm on 22 south of Longview. Just put it on loop.
Yes.
Exactly. God, I love that.
Bound. This piece of heaven that I found. Rocky Mountain land, black fertile ground.
Blue sky.
And you get to drive to the mountains today.
I do get to drive to the mountains.
Throw this on? Oh.
Yeah. And then the last text, I'm listening to the damn song, you donkeys.
Come on.
Oh, don't you sing with it.
Pretty good.
Alberta bound.
See? Again.
Put your nips away. Stop it. You're just rubbing them to make them do that. Okay, it's time for Ask Rhett. Did you do the thing?
I did. I can do it again if you want.
Glenmore Audi, 2015s are in, the A3, for Pete's sake. Beautiful.
Stop and see the new building, the new terminal building, and take
awesome.
A test drive.
Awesome.
Let's do some questions.
All righty. Yeah, so you can call us at 240-4444 if you want to talk to Rhett, because it's a real treat.
Absolutely nothing on the text lines.
That's not. See, I can't do that because that's not nice. And that's. You're trying to be clever with that one, and that one's not going to work.
Yeah.
That's. There's a taco pizza.
Yeah, I'm not a big pizza.
I saw the commercial, but you love the pizza burger.
Yeah, but that's pizza in a burger.
But this is pizza in a taco.
That
it's
one?
The same, and it's the same place.
I know. I'm very skeptical.
Don't you?
Oh, you got to try.
It. Yeah,
you got to try it. This isn't.
There he is.
Oh,
come
great.
On in, Connie.
Connie, do you need any advice?
Grab the microphone. We're not getting anything done.
Oh.
We're playing Paul Brandt now. Conroy's here.
He's gonna have to have a big game tonight.
Reggie?
Yeah.
Well, maybe don't run your own goalie, and that would be a start.
Yeah, don't knock him over.
I was going to text him, then I'm like, no, when he sees me, he may punch me. Robin Regeer takes out quick. Game over.
Okay, Jake, kill the music. This is Ask Rhett and Connie.
Yes, that's a
for
good.
Glenmore Audi. If you have a question for Conroy or for Warner.
You're getting chubby.
No, I weigh the same, 197.
No way, your face is round.
No. Well, maybe. It's sitting here.
You are getting heavy.
Not heavy yet.
Yes, you are. You look way different.
Okay, maybe. Maybe it's.
That's a big shirt, and you're.
Your Philly cheesesteak
stretching
thing
it out there. And by the way.
What?
Don't steal my Reuben rolls. You and Francis over there.
Is that what it was called, the Reuben roll? Man, that was good.
They are good. Doesn't he look a little.
So I'm not the guy to comment.
Craig, what's keeping you busy in life? You guys done your year-end meetings?
Yes, did the year-end meetings. Going to Abbotsford tomorrow, first round of the playoffs. So playing Grand Rapids, so it should be fun.
Well,
this is
there anything?
Come on, Craig. That's the standard stuff you give. That's what you give to Wes Gilbertson.
Obviously we're moving. Abbotsford's moving.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a home yet.
Are you happy about that? Because you're involved, and now does that mean better things for you or worse? Because Abbotsford is fairly convenient.
No, that's great for me.
No, but did you notice where they're going? potentially.
Saskatoon?
New York.
Yeah, that's
jeez, not... who's from, who's in New York?
Yeah, but all the places upstate that we're looking New York, at in New York are so far from my home. It's well, yeah, not... It's a,
you got to take three flights to get
exactly.
there.
You know what? I mean, Abbotsford, I get on the flight at 8 o'clock in the morning yeah. tomorrow. Home. I get in at 8:10. Come home Sunday, boom. You yeah. know, Abbotsford was perfect for me. I mean, I'll admit. But
go to Saskatoon.
Still the travel.
What's an hour? What? You could drive.
The only thing is, it's a development league, and you have to leave 2 days before when we're in Abbotsford.
Oh, the, I travel, mean, for, the travel. I'm only worried about you. I care yeah. less about them kids.
I know. You it's know what? Good for the travel for me would be perfect. This isn't so good.
Yeah. Charter. Flames got lots of dough. Why
can't charter in the American League?
Oh, Integra
come
Air.
On.
We no. got a we got a
we
hook
got a
up.
Deal.
I know. I've been listening. That sounds like fun.
Yeah. Is there any questions?
It's all right. No.
I feel we're doing a lot of disservice.
No, they want to hear this more than who would win in a wrestling match. I talk to your boy.
I did leg wrestle Conroy and I beat him.
When was this?
The Banff Springs Hotel, or it was a pub in Banff. Oh, no, that was Goddard.
Yes, that was Goddard.
He beat me.
Yeah, he would.
I beat him the first time, and then he asked for a rematch. And
hey, Indian leg wrestling?
Yeah.
He took down Ken King.
Really?
No problem.
Well, we were talking, if we were to do that right now, if we were to hit the floor, I don't like, our hamstrings are so tight, so out of shape.
Neither one of us would get up.
We need two guys to help push our legs forward. So are you going to be the new GM?
Of did Abbotsford?
No, of the Calgary Flames.
No. No, I don't. I'm hoping we get a new GM soon, though.
Are you going to apply?
Because you're sick of working.
You better apply, because if you don't apply, then they'll be like, geez, I thought Conroy was a go-getter.
Yeah, I mean, you'd like to
apply. He didn't even apply? What did he think?
Berkey pretty much said no.
Don't
so,
apply?
Don't apply. So, don't you know, when your paper. Boss says don't apply, you don't yeah. apply.
Okay. Well,
you know,
you're but not it, in the running.
No. I mean, you know what, though? It's been great working with Berkey. He's been easy. You know, it's
yeah.
Don't he lets tell you people do- easy because they like the idea that Berkey's a
hard ass.
Yeah.
Okay, he's tough to work with.
Yeah.
No. You know, but the thing is, this is your job. Go do it. He doesn't question what you do, you know, until after, and then he'll say, hey, you know, mm-hmm. I don't like that decision you made there, or I like that decision. So it's really, you know, trial and error for me. But it's you go ahead and try and do whatever you want. Perfect.
Now it seems like you actually have a job now. Where in the past couple of years ago, I was really wondering, this is quite a life he's living. I don't know that...
It's like he's working 2 hours a day
yeah,
or something, right?
How did he get a better job than I have?
Well, I mean...
But do you enjoy it? Because it seems like you are really hands-on with the Abbotsford.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The Abbotsford thing's great. I've been, you know, I went over to the World Juniors. I did the college free agency stuff. Pretty much... the pro scouting side, ran the pro scouting meetings. I'm going to the amateur meetings are coming up in May. So I go to that for a week and then get ready for the combine. And then, you know, the draft will be after that. So it is busy. And then in there, you're trying to get Abbotsford, making sure they have players and, you know, made a couple trades this year stuff. You know, you're just trying to make them a little bit better and help yourself. It's definitely a lot of work.
Are they any good? Because Troy's done a great job with them again. And they were, I think, right at the top of the league at start. And then you start pulling players away from them. Is it hard to get a read on what kind of team they have when you're always in and out?
You know what? I think we're going to be – I actually think we have a really good team right now. It's just a matter of, you know, you look at who we're playing Grand Rapids. Detroit has a lot of guys called up right now. So I'm like, let's get this series going.
Yeah. Detroit, Boston, don't you slow down.
Yeah, like let's make this thing long, and then they're not going to get any players back. But, I mean, when we pulled the goalies out of there. We pulled the forwards. All our top players came up. I mean, one time we had 8 guys up in the NHL. So, you know, we were 2-15, and that happens. I mean, but it shows – that our young guys are good enough when they are down there. They're one of the best teams in the American League, which is great for us. And when we call them up, I thought they all did really well this year.
So is Cammy re-signing?
We've offered Cammy. We've offered Cammy, and now it's a matter of Cammy making a decision.
You're such a jerk.
I love
Puts
it.
Me on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, so hey, I'm going to soften Cammy. You up with some Abbotsford questions, which you don't care a lick about, Warner.
We'd like Cammy to re-sign. It's his decision. I mean, he's a free agent, and he had a good...
He's not signing. He's going to July 1, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he's good. He probably will.
Hey.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like at this point, he
go
he
to said, L.A. Can you imagine what that would be like? Go to become a free agent, then go play in L.A. and make more money than you're worth.
But you know what? Cammy's gonna want a long, long term deal.
Can you relate to that?
No, because I was still underpaid.
Oh,
still underpaid.
Oh,
Still yeah, underpaid.
Me too.
Hey, guys that get, what, 20 points now, they make more than we made, Rhett.
Wow, that's,
that
you
is
know
true.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, if you're a stay-home defenseman, you make $4 million. Easy.
I know. Should have stuck. Tried to stick
yes,
around.
Yes, yeah. That silly shoulder of yours. I try to get you back in the playoffs.
What do you make of the playoffs so far?
Oh, I find like the St. Louis series been probably my favorite series to watch. But I was a little shocked with the San Jose. You know, the East, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. The East isn't as exciting for me.
I was hot today.
Okay.
Over Anaheim and how do you say his name?
Bruce Boudreau.
Boudreau.
Paul and Solani.
I know.
When I saw that on the ticker, I'm like, what are you doing? Are you nuts?
I know, because you don't know. I mean, I know Solani hasn't had a great start, but he could have a great game.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and it's Timu, and it's always tough when you get older. You always root for the old guys because you were in that same situation.
You're take like, that guy out.
Yeah, exactly. It happens all
but
of us.
But does it not ruin the room, too? You, those guys are in there. It's eggshells now. You're like, geez, is that Timu? I don't know.
I know. I think it creates a big controversy. I mean, you know what? That's all anyone talked about yesterday, and they go out and lose the game. So, you know, I think you don't have Getzlaff. Yeah. Now you sit Timu. I mean, he knows his team better, but I was shocked. You know what? This is the team that got you there. You go with Timu, and then you're all set.
What about your boy Daryl and Robin? They're in big trouble,
oh,
boy.
They're in big trouble.
Lights out, boys.
It's over.
Time to go home to the beach.
San Jose looks good.
Well, and you watch all the other matchups and how they're playing out, you're like, oh, Stanley Cup Finals, here we come.
You think, it could definitely be that way.
And especially if they can wrap it in 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, you don't want to play a lot of games. Those
because this St. Louis, Chicago, it's going 7.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of these that are going to go.
And it's a battle. And they've already played 5 games.
And we figured that this was going to be a really physical series, and it has been. But I don't think San Jose is going to be dinged up, depending on what happens in the next game or two, I suppose.
Well, if they can end it.
No, that's the thing. Yeah. You end it in 4, and you've got lots of time to recuperate, even if you do have some bumps and bruises.
You talk about that all the time, even going back to 04. I know you hate talking about it, but if you can wrap a series up, even a game.
Oh, that's San Jose. Yeah. If we'd have beat San Jose in 4.
Yeah, when we would have been fine.
We'd have won for sure.
Yeah, we would have won for sure. Because you look at what's Tampa. They had 2 real quick, a 5 and a 4.
A 4,
yeah.
I mean, so they didn't have to play many games where we went to every over, kind of like the Chicago series. Yeah. Every game goes overtime. I mean, they've played, 5.5 games already, and they've only played 4?
Yeah.
You know, maybe almost, it just takes a toll on your body, and then all your guys are hurt, and, it catches up to you by the finals.
How's Emile Poirier?
He's been great. I mean, he had, 4 points in the 2 games. He'll be ready to roll here for the playoffs. I haven't seen him live, but, in Abbotsford, I didn't go to the last couple games.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to seeing how he plays in the playoffs.
4th overall pick. Feel good about it?
Love it.
Who do you pick?
Oh, we got...
Who are you taking at 4?
Well, I mean, there's going to be maybe Ekblad's there at 4.
Yeah? Would you take him at 4 if he's there?
Edmonton let him slip through?
Yeah, no, they're not going to let him. I mean, that's the thing. You have the Reinhardt, the Bennetts, the Dal Cole, the Draisaitl.
Yeah.
You know, you probably have 7 or 8 guys that you like. It's just which one's going to be there. That's, if you had the first pick, then it'd be fun.
Now, is that Draisaitl or whatever? And maybe you don't know, but is he... He's kind of that sneaky guy, right? Because the guys have said he could be number 1 overall, but you're just not sure.
Well, he's big. You know, he kind of reminds you of a Kopitar. That's in L.A. You know, he's big. He protects the puck well. He's good. I mean, it's tough when you're over in the World Juniors. He's kind of all by himself. And then I saw him a couple times, and I actually just watched a couple videos of him just to see, he does so. He is sleepy. You know, you'd like this skating needs to be worked on a little bit, but he's so strong on pucks. He makes plays. He's got good vision. I mean, he would, we'd be happy with any of them.
I got some videos if you want to watch.
Of you?
Yeah.
Okay, those are probably more fun.
Pretty deep at D right now. You know, there's Weatherspoon and there's some other guys I wonder.
If we give him $4 million, Rhett's coming back.
Well, the shape I'm in, maybe you and I should have a fitness competition.
Let's have one.
Maybe September.
No.
I know
training camp, you and me.
Yeah.
I definitely can need to lose about 5 pounds, though.
Stop. I know that you kind of talked about this. You had the interview with Peter Maher. But here. How nervous were you getting on that plane going to Philly with this whole Gaudreau thing? Because we talked about it. And, you know, maybe he's a star, maybe he's not, but he was an asset that was extremely valuable.
Yeah.
And you, it's like, all right, son, out you go. You go bring this boy home. It was like it was your assignment to go get this done almost.
Well, Peter Handler and I were sitting there that night. We said, you know, everyone just expects us to bring him back. But if we don't bring him back,
don't come home.
Yeah, until you haven't done your job. Yeah. So, you know, and I mean, we talked to him after the game, and honestly, like, I thought this did not go well. You know, the dad said, you know, he's like, I'm not sure if he's a Brian Burke type player, and the mom wants him to go back to school, and Johnny's, you know, he's upset about losing. So the conversation was lukewarm at best. And I thought, whoa. As I turned to walk away, I said, well, I told Peter Handler, I said, we might have a problem here. Like, this isn't going quite the way I thought, but, you know, I said, well, called, you know, then you call their family advisor because they're not called agents, family advisor. Oh, and he's mine. I said, Lewis, where are we at? He's like, well, we got to have a discussion. I said, the problem is the time frame. We're running out of time. I said, we got to be on a plane and going back. And either I'm taking Billy Arnold by himself or I'm bringing Johnny with him. So that's kind of the way it went. And it worked out, you know, it just by about 12:30 that night, I finally got, okay, Johnny wants to come out and play in the NHL. I'm like, whoa.
So then you and Handler are jumping on your double beds and your boxers?
No, we were out at a restaurant having dinner, and we're like, okay, we'll have one more drink after just to see if he calls. And I'm like, is he going to call tonight? Or so then, yeah, then we said, okay, can we all meet in the morning? And, of course, who's late? Johnny. You know, and you're like, did he change his mind? It never works quite the way you want.
Yeah. Because
he said he couldn't find parking downtown Philly. I'm like, okay.
Because it's like Jerry Maguire, right? It's like, yeah, well, Si, my word is good as oak and that. And then it's like the day of the draft. It's like, oh, we've made it. So even there, until the paper is signed, it's like, well, he's coming. Did you get it signed? Not yet. Well, then get it signed. I mean, the sense of relief you must have had. Like, was it literally one of those things where you sit down, he signs the contract, and then? How did that work?
I actually felt really good, like at 12:30 that night with the conversation. You know, then you go and you tell your bosses, hey, you know what? Looks like everything's good to go. We're going to meet at 9, and then we're going to work through everything. And so then when he wasn't there at 9, you're thinking, but everyone else, you know, the Lewis, his agent, was there, so he's waiting. We're all waiting, and he just couldn't find parking. So it wasn't a big deal.
So he has no respect for others' time.
Is that what it is? Yeah, he's very disrespectful.
Disrespectful little guy.
Yeah, he just, you know, he's late. Don't be late for Bob, but you know, I'm
you
friendly.
Want to be late for me? Yeah. That's okay.
5 minutes early is 5 minutes late.
Speaking of late, I do not like working.
No,
late.
We got to keep just. Come
this
on,
is this the is, last day, isn't
no,
it?
No, come on. People are loving this.
Oh, yeah.
People are loving this. Just hang out
is
for a little bit.
Is this Rhett's last day?
Of course. He goes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's a 6-hour work week.
But
for
I mean,
Rhett.
Isn't he done for the summer?
No,
not yet.
Oh, I heard he was done for the summer.
Oh, he's tried to pack in as much time as he could so he could be done earlier. Real. You talk about commitment to the program. That's what this guy's all about.
Oh, come on. I get up early now. I actually usually shower.
There's dedication.
Yes, perfect.
He almost always usually showers. I mean, what else can we talk about? So the Goudreau thing we've talked about. The draft is coming up. Any other, I mean, where's...
What's the appetite here for me? You make all the changes. Young kids play great. That's great and wonderful. How many more kids are you going to be able to inject into that lineup? You know what I mean? Like, that's you got to have, I mean, they might be the best player in the game or rookie in the game, but you still have to have some. And I'm just, everyone's got this appetite in Calgary for, yeah, youth, young, let's rebuild, let's do it. I'm a little bit cautious there too.
Well, I mean, obviously, like, I mean, that's why we try to sign
Cammy.
You want
McDavid.
Well, maybe Eichel's
better. He can't talk about that.
Maybe Eichel's better.
Yeah.
I don't know who Eichel is.
Jack Eichel
He's
was.
Also.
If you went by the world
Rankings?
Juniors, like, it wouldn't even be close. If it was this year and you had to go off that, like, that Eichel was just better than McDavid. But saying that, I've seen McDavid was playing left wing. Daryl sat him out. You know, I think he was a little, or Daryl, I'm
yes.
thinking Brent,
yeah.
Sat him out. He was seemed a little rattled. I don't think he's a left winger, you know, so he was out of position and the other kid played power play, first power play, first everything, first line, where McDavid got limited ice time. So
So I know Abbotsford's your baby, but here in town, fourth worst record in the league, and everyone's high-fiving.
Unbelievable. I said I've never seen it.
I know, and that's great.
Yeah.
And I've asked numerous people, though, what's next year like? Because is it the same attitude from the fans? Is fourth worst in the league a high-five moment next May or in April? Because I'm wondering if the appetite's not a little bit different going into this season.
Well, I think the way we went from the Olympic break on,
yeah,
people are expecting more next year. You know, and that's a scary thing for us because, like you said, we might not have Camilleri. We might not have – I mean, we're trying to sign him, but if you don't have those guys, are you going to put more? You know, free agents, is there going to be an appetite for – a lot of free agents to come up here. I don't know. You know, I mean, we won't know until July 1st where we are in that. And, you know, I
can answer that.
No.
The answer is no.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, but we have money to spend. And,
yeah. It's not.
But you don't want to just spend money to bring guys because of the money. You know, you want guys that want to come here. So, yeah, we want to build something. We're trying to build it. But we have, you know, we have Gio and, you know, who knows what happens with Cammy. But as we move forward, you know, that's what I said. I said, I hope everyone doesn't think that next year is going to be
playoffs. And,
playoffs. Yeah. I go, we're still in the beginning stages. This was our first year.
Well, there's a good chance you're not as good next year.
True.
And here's the thing. I'll go a step further. I don't know how you are.
It's going to be.
The goalie's the same. The defense, for the most part, and I guess I was going to ask you about Butler, but the defense, for the most part, is going to be the same. And like you say, you're going to lose a 20 to 25 goal scorer up front. Now, unless Poirier comes in or Sven turns the corner or whatever the case may be, and maybe it's by committee more just with some younger guys, but it's still the West and you're still in that division. And what if you don't have, you compete hard, but maybe you just don't, all these one goal games, what if, you know, instead of having 24 one goal wins, what if it's 14 and then that's 10, then you know what I mean? You could play exactly the same style, but if just a bounce here or there, and instead of being fourth, you're second or dead last.
But I think what the fans appreciated, when we lost, they got some standing ovations, which I said never got that when we played rap. We got booed off.
Well, you know why? It's because we didn't work hard. Lazy.
Good point. But just
absolute. Hey,
you know, I mean that's the thing for us. I think we have to show the commitment, the work ethic, and if we do all that, and at least we're putting in the effort with the young guys, I think the city will be okay.
Notice hard work.
Yeah, if we're not working and we're losing those games, then it's going to be a different thing. But I think what we're trying to instill is everyone's working hard. We're doing all the things that we possibly can. And as we get better, then you're going to be able to get those free agents. You're going to be able to bring in your young guys and see where they fit in and figure out who's going to be the real deal and who maybe doesn't fit into what we're trying to do here.
I really want to ask you. And I know I should. I really want to ask you term and dollar on the offer to Camilleri. I'm really curious how many years and how much.
Totally fair.
Just shut the mic off.
Totally fair. I mean, I think the whole thing is a.
Is it more than four?
You know, I think.
Four times four? Four times four?
No, you just had to.
5 times 4?
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
I know. I said I can't ask you, so I won't. I mean,
like Berkey said, it was a very fair offer that we thought, and I think he thought about it. And then he said, you know,
You can't blame him, right?
Yeah. You know, he probably watching the playoffs, he probably thinking, geez, I'd like to, but there's no, and what I tell everybody, there's no guarantees.
Yeah, you try to pick the winner at the start of the year.
There's no guarantees that you can, you know, I mean, I think Jerome saw that last year going to Pittsburgh thinking, Pittsburgh's a team that's going to win because they won 17 games in a row at the time or whatever it was. And he's like, Pittsburgh's the team. Well, it didn't work out that way. You can't pick, you know, who's going to be the team? What if all of a sudden Columbus goes to the Stanley Cup Finals this year? I mean, that's...
Here's a question for both of you. Who do you want to see win a cup more, Regier or Ginla?
Well, I'm better buddies with Regier, so I guess Reggie.
Yeah, so I'm going to Ginla.
But
I would like to see him go in the finals.
I would tell you what. Anyone that was on that team with us, Jordan Leopold's playing in St. Louis.
True.
Absolutely pumped to see Jordan win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who it is. Yeah. Because I feel like the guys that were there deserve that.
Still.
Yeah.
See, and you, on one hand, when people want to hear the stories and they still kind of live vicariously through 04, you kind of, we didn't win. You know, why are we celebrating all of this? And then you hear something like that, and it's like a decade later, and you still have that bond with those guys, some of them that you haven't seen since. speaks to that team, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. I don't think that they're – I played – Florida was a tight team, and Buffalo was a tight team, but not like that.
Yeah, that was –
It was a special –
Yeah.
A real special group. And we sound like old grumpy old – We're the grumpy old guys now. It used to be great, and we were wonderful, and we're the best. But it was a fun – everyone made an effort to be part of the team.
Yeah.
There was no one that – Oleg Saprykin would come over and have beers with you and go out for supper with you. Christoph Olawa, nutty as they come. We loved the guy. Everyone loved him. He'd hang out, and he was silly and goofy, and he'd do stupid things.
He'd be in your
things.
Hot tub when you come home.
Yeah. And,
well, the best part is that whole year, you know, like when you go downtown, you go all the different bars – what do you see when you come out? There's food trucks, and then there's, you know, the cabs. So there's cabs everywhere. When we used to come out of Rhett's, we never had the food trucks, but all the cabs were lined up.
You know, always so a ride home.
You always had a ride home, and it was unbelievable, you know. But that's the thing. All the guys, yeah, we would all be together. We had fun. Were we the best team players? No, yeah. Probably not. But we, as a team, we did what we had to do, and Kipper was great. I mean.
And have you watched? I never watched till a couple years ago. Any of that hockey? Have you ever just watched?
Never seen a game.
Awful.
Yeah.
Like people you talk, it was so exciting and intense and fast and furious. Oh, that's a penalty. That's hooking. He didn't take a stride that shift. Like it is slow and it's just like, oh, that's bad hockey.
Maybe I don't watch today.
And you watch today's game and it's crazy because you can't hold on to a lead.
Right.
Used to be, you score a goal, it was like, lock it down. Mm-hmm. Lock it down.
No holes, bars. Break a leg, hook and hold, tackle guys. Like, you could do whatever you wanted.
So you score in game 7 to kind of bring some life back. Both of you guys, I'll start with you, Craig. What's going through your mind? Is it like, okay, we are the team of destiny. This is going to happen.
Oh, I thought we were going to find a way. I really did.
Speaking of that dummy Leopold.
Oh, he had it.
Score the goal.
Put the puck in.
I was coming down. I literally was, I think I almost, probably in the video, I don't know if, I'm thinking it's going in, and then I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
He's got it. Like,
I can remember, I'm not sure how, I ended up in front of the goalie, and Ferentz took a shot, and it was coming at my face, and I'm like, I guess I have to try to headbutt this in, because it was too hot. If I use my stick, I can't decide if I'm glad I missed it or I wish I got a piece of it because it would have hurt.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, yeah, we always thought we were going to win. And I think I probably thought we were going to win until that idiot ref called penalty on Ferentz late in the game.
Yeah.
I still felt like.
Was it Carey Fraser at that point?
Yeah.
You know, Carey killed us in the other at home, too. He called those 5-on-3.
You can't talk badly. I can talk badly.
Yeah, be careful.
Because you're associated with the team.
Good point.
Carey, wake it up.
That hurt us. Yeah. I mean, you know, and it is. It's, you know, you look back and say, oh, this and that. But, you know, but it's true. You want any of those guys to win. When Ferentz won, I was at game 7 watching that in Vancouver when Ferentz won. I mean, you had a pride in you that. You know what? Yeah. One of your guys got it. So, yeah, if it was whoever it was, if it was Leo, like any of those guys.
Jeez, who else is playing?
We don't have many left.
Who else is left?
You know what? I'm thinking.
Chucky Kobusu in the lineup? And I don't think so.
No, they sent him to the minors.
Robin, Jerome.
Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah, we weren't.
You old farts, hey?
I'm trying to think of some young guys that Lombo's not around.
No. It's scary.
Oh. Yeah.
Like Chucky would have been, yeah. No, it's.
That's a good segment. Long gun.
Yep, we're done.
There you go.
Reminiscing, we only have 3 guys to root for, so it's.
It's becoming easy.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to go. What else can we ask Connie about without getting him in trouble?
As far as Flames? Well, I don't know. Is there nothing on the tech? Maybe
they're just it's you know the people they signed Danny Heatley. There's stuff you can't talk about. But
don't sign Danny.
You guys won't be active July 1, and when I say active, I mean overly active.
It's different
right
now, isn't it? It's not just July 1, isn't there?
You have that grace period where you can talk to people. I mean, you know, I don't think we just want to go and sign.
Isn't it good they made that official?
Yeah.
Yeah.
because that was...
Well, we'll give you some time to go, oh, yeah, because agents weren't talking to general managers prior.
Because we had no idea.
But you never knew.
It's 10:01. Sammy Salo signs a 9-year deal with incentives and all this. Oh, you came up with that in 2 minutes, did you? Brilliant. Or I guess it was Matias Olin, right? Yeah. Down in Tampa Bay with that one. So, I mean, with the young kids, you just got to want all of them to be in the lineup. Sven's had a bit of a resurgence. That's got to be great news.
Let's ask about Sven.
Yeah.
Because here's a guy comes in, accolades. Here's next face of the franchise, blah, blah, blah. And it hasn't turned out that way. Did he go down this year and was it a kick in the pants that he needed? Was it a slap in the face that he took the wrong way? And what's he going to turn out to be?
You know, I mean, I think, first of all, we put all the pressure on him in the world. I mean, he's had the 3 goals in the 5 games, face of the franchise. He's even saying he wants to be take over for Jerome. I mean, in the end, he's only played 30 games in the NHL or 40 games at the time. So, you know, he came in, he went to Penticton. It didn't go as well as he would have liked. He seemed like he was off right at the beginning of the year. Then all of a sudden, you know, we're getting going and he's not going to play as much as we'd like. So we got to make a decision. Okay, we made the change with Jay and John are gone. All of a sudden, Brian comes in and said, hey, I think the best thing to do, let's put him in the minors. And it did take a while. You know what? Was he pissed off? For sure. You know, he wasn't happy about going down, feels he's an NHL player. But then as he started to say, okay, you know, after 10 or 12 games.
I'm here.
This is where I'm going to be. I got to start performing. He's been much, much better. I mean, he still needs to work. He needs to get a little stronger. He's got great skill, offensive sense, like all that. He's got to get faster, and he's got to get stronger. I mean, because you're playing against the St. Louis series. I mean, it's hard fought. Davis Backus is a big man, and he's getting knocked out. San Jose, I mean, it's, you know what? I mean, you got to be ready. There's one level in the regular season, but if we're going to win and do well, you need to be able to take it up to that next level. And that's where right now, you know, he's not ready for that.
And part of that has to be balancing, because I would guess to this point, through whatever level of hockey you play, especially in Switzerland, you've been the best kid on every team you've been on probably since you've been 7 or 8 years old. You've never been cut. You've never had much adversity. You get all the ice time, all of this. Then you come across to Canada. I'm a great junior hockey player. Look at the points I'm putting up. You go in the first round, and then you start to taste that in the NHL. You get a little bit of a taste. Bam, there it is. And then all of a sudden, A, it's not going to be that easy. And then, you know, is there self-doubt a little bit? Maybe there's not that there's an unwillingness to work. It's just like, oh, man, this isn't going to be as easy as it's always been. How am I going to handle this? How am I going to tackle it? It doesn't just happen that easily for guys.
Well, this is, I mean, obviously it's a huge summer for Sven. I mean, he's got to go and get ready and come to camp in the best shape he can be in and show us, hey, you know, I mean, I think he said at the beginning of the year, he can't control anything. He controls everything. He really does. I mean, if he comes and plays well, it doesn't even give us a decision. It's done. But I mean, I think everyone is, you know, people have talked to me, oh, you guys are done with Sven. I said, why? I said, you know, he's a 21-year-old kid. You look at where Michael Backlund is right now. I mean, I think Backlund, if you would have said when he was 21.
Or 6 months ago?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it has been. It's taken him some time to figure out the NHL game. But the one thing, he was the number one guy in testing. So at least he's putting the effort in. And we see, you know, this was his best year in testing by far. But he's getting older, getting stronger, feels more comfortable in the league. And he had a great year for us. I mean, that's, you know, and that's where you're hoping it's going to, you have to take some time with the young guys, and it might take Sven a few more years even. Who knows? But we'd love to get him in there next year.
What about Jankowski? There's not a lot of talk about it. You see, it's a long-term project kind of thing. But you never hear a word, you know, is he progressing? Is he a guy that you're still looking at going, yeah, this is some raw talent that in a couple of years, when he comes out of college, he's going to step in and make a difference?
You know what, he finally played center this year, so that was the first step for us. He played center, played much better. Still, you know, another guy that he, you know, for 6'4", he's only 185 pounds. Like, he needs to get stronger. He, you know, you watch him one-on-one battles, he gets knocked off the puck way too easy right now. But what he does have is high skill coming through. When he has space and time with the puck, he can make plays. It's just in the physical battles is where he has his trouble right now. But I mean, with that kind of frame, you're figuring as you get a little older, and he was the youngest guy in the draft, so he's still a young man, and that's why we say it might be another 2 years. But we still feel like if you see him, a guy with that size, with that kind of skill, it's just right now it's that one-on-one battle. It's that compete for pucks. He doesn't win a lot of those, you know, when it's a physical battle.
Which is weird because he's big.
Well, but he's not strong. He's tall, but he's not strong. You know, like you look at him and he's thin. But
you're short and strong.
Yes.
He's tall and less strong.
Less strong,
but,
I see.
But you have seen a big step from last year to this year, which is big for us. I mean, I'm thinking, oh, okay, good. You know, you go and watch him in practices, and I was in Lake Placid this year. I thought, you know what? He's making strides. It's just when you're a first rounder, everybody wants you to make those strides tomorrow. You know, like we want him here tomorrow. But, you know, we're still high on him. It's just still, we still could be a couple more years away.
How close were you to trading Camilleri at the deadline?
It was close. I mean, you know what? The one thing we said, we're going to make sure we get value for Cammy. So, you know, a lot of the times it was, you know, deals that didn't make sense or, you know, we were in and time was running down. You almost want to be able to say, hey, can we have another half hour?
So why did that happen this year? I don't want to throw the Cammy talk off, but it sure seemed like every team said we ran out of time.
Yeah.
I've never heard that really before.
No.
You'd think that, well, I know the deadline's at 3 Eastern, right?
Yeah.
There's the clock. I know. How does that happen?
Because you look at Anaheim. Anaheim, they ran out of time.
Yeah.
They traded out Dustin Penner and got nothing back.
Yeah.
They ran out of time. It's obvious, right?
Well, I think what happened was you had the Vanek, the Molsons, you know, even, I'm trying to think who else was. Those are the type of guys that we were, Gabrick.
Yeah.
You know, but Gabrick went early. I mean, which is, you know, LA decided to make a move early and they, you know, we had, you know, when you're making all your calls, you're trying to figure out who has interest. Even with Leguan was a guy that people had interest in. So, you know, if we're one of three guys that this team's talking to, but the guy they really want is waiting. So you're waiting. And in the end, you know, we just said,
so the whole league waited.
Yeah. But even like the Molson deal, the Vanek deal, they all went the last minute. If they would have, like the Gabrick deal, if they would have went early, then we would have had some time to do anything. But we weren't the first call. Mm-hmm. I mean, we weren't the first call. We were the second and third calls in a lot of things. And, you know, nothing, you know, Brian did, I thought, did a great job with what he had. I mean, to get a second round for Berra.
Okay. What's going on in the room when you hang up the phone after getting a second for Rito Berra?
Brian did a great job. I mean, you know, like you're, that was,
because we're at the Dome, we're downstairs, and somebody says, I think it's a second. I'm like, and Steinberg says to me, he's like, well, I've got it for a second. Should I go with it? I'm like, do not go to air with that. Because we're going to look stupid when it's a 12th round pick in a 7-round draft when we find out in 20 minutes. And it's like, it's a 2nd-round pick. Oh, my. I mean, that in some ways, that cushion, while some people may be disappointed that Camilleri wasn't traded or whatever, it's like, yeah, but a second for Rito Berra. And they came to you.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, they wanted Rito, and we were, you know, we just said, hey, this is what we need. You know, Brian, I mean, a lot of the conversation Brian did on his own, but he said, this is what I'm going to get for Rito. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he got it. You know, and you're like, whoa, that's exciting. Like, because, you know, and then Rito went and got a 3-year deal there, so it's good for him.
Hasn't played.
And it, well, you know, maybe next year it'll be different.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to play well enough.
That's
to
no, fair enough.
Probably play.
Pretty cool for Monahan and Goodrow to be at the Worlds. That's neat, right? I mean, both kids, both. When's the last time the Flames have had that kind of representation? Like young, budding star representation at something like this?
Well, it's fun. I mean, Brody got to go last year, but, you know, this is great for them. I mean, for Gaudreau especially. I mean, after the season and college and everything that kind of went through, it's
Can this be a good indicator of what he's going to be? Because I make fun of him. That's college hockey. Big deal. You're not playing against men. Now he's going to be against NHL.
This is going to, it'll be a big step for him. I mean, you know, even you saw in the first game, He is small, but he's a great passer. He's got good sense, and he knows how not to get hit. I mean, obviously, when you're that small, you have to not get hit.
Yeah.
And he's shifty, and he's, you know, for him to score his first goal, you know, those are all positive signs. But now to have him go and play in the Worlds and get to see him, and Brian's, you know, with Team USA, so he'll be over there. I mean, that's great for us.
Yeah.
You know, and Monahan had an unbelievable year. I mean, obviously, you know, to come in and do what he did, you know, just with all these guys, we just need him to know next year is just as important. You know, you had a great year, but it's now you got to do it year after year. You know?
He seems like the guy that gets that, though,
and
right?
He does. You know what? I mean, I don't worry about him. I don't think he's going to go and take the summer off and say, whew, I'm Sean Monahan. Yeah. I don't need to work out or I don't need to do anything.
Like Rhett Warner would have.
Yes,
great first
exactly.
year. Now it's like
take the whole summer. August 1st, I started right back in.
Yeah, right on the bike, sweating. When's the last time you've seen Mika Kiprusoff?
Can't even get a hold of this guy.
No, it's
done
with him.
Because everybody asks you, it's like, so where's Mika? Because he's living here, but no one sees him.
Is he really?
He's like Kaiser Soze.
He lived here all year, I believe. He's moving home once school's over. This.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean it's amazing.
Last I heard, he was at a Roughnecks game, and somebody overserved him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And that happens to Kipper often.
How'd that end?
There were one or two issues.
Did he end up on the floor?
Parenting skills or something. I'm not sure what.
If he is listening, he played in Europe. Please call me. I have something you want.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys that it's like, oh, we don't listen. It's like, oh, I think you might. You might read the papers. You might listen. Kipper, no chance.
Nah, I know. Maybe someone out there. Tell Kipper I have something for him. One of his teams has something for him that he would like.
Oh, is that what it is? Like a medal?
No, like things that you really like.
Booze?
No, really like.
Women?
Oh, a little bit of cash.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, Kipper. They got something for you.
Okay. This is like working in a whole extra day. Can I?
Man, there was something else I was... But people, listen, the people are very happy.
Craig, you just heard. He's a very busy person.
I know he is very busy. He is very busy. So what's... Besides Abbotsford...
Yep.
Then it's just full on. Because a lot of these kids... I mean, who's left that you need to see of the top, say, 10... Because you want to go and see all the kids for the draft and all of this. But, I mean, we're pretty much down to the short strokes here now.
No, yeah. And you know what? I mean, I think we've seen all the kids that we've wanted to see. We have video on anybody that, you know, the Europeans. I mean, those are the ones that are tough to see for us. But, yeah, other than that, we're all set. I mean, we're ready. We're going to have our meetings in early May. Combine at the end of May. You know, so we got a couple weeks we'll go through. I'm looking forward to seeing how it's going to be, you know. I think the mid-meetings that we had with the scouts, everybody was friendly. Everybody, now we know we're the fourth pick. It's going to get heated. And people, because in that area, there's a little bit of controversy who we want.
Well, it's tougher at six or at eight or a lot of variables. Here, there's fewer.
Yes.
Chances are the defenseman's going to be gone.
For sure.
Right? So now you're talking three.
Yeah.
Reinhardt, Draisaitl, Bennett, Dal Colle, whomever, right?
Right.
And like you say, there will be guys from the Ontario League who have watched the Ontario kids, and they will have their favorites.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's when it gets fun. I mean, there'll be some, you know, it's heated. Like, it's very friendly, the midwinter meetings. Like, everybody,
good to see you.
You want to put your guy there for now? Go ahead and put him. He's not that good. Like, you know, like you go through that. And then now that it's time to really get focused on who we're gonna pick, you know, it's fun. But you know what? To have a pick like that, you got to make sure you get the right guy. And we're looking forward to, you know, it's gonna be heated but fun.
So who's gonna be the new GM? Who have you heard?
I have absolutely no clue. I mean, I've heard.
You can write it
down.
About
50 names.
You can write it down, and I won't say it.
You know, there's lots of names, and honestly,
give me three names, and then just wink when the one that's gonna be it.
You know what? You got to call Brian and ask Brian. I have no clue. That's above me.
And you didn't apply. You were told not to apply.
For sure, no.
I got called.
You did?
Shortlist.
Rhett's coming in. Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I don't know. Hopefully, you know, it'd be nice just from your own side and your own, me being selfish, I would like to know who's going to be the new GM.
Well, there's probably a big chance that whoever it is isn't going to like you because you're very unlikable and very few people have anything good to say about you. So you'll probably really have to work at fixing your reputation as a guy and a professional.
The harsh opinions you have are eventually going to catch up to you and bite you in the rear.
That's right.
So
good point.
How's figure skating?
Spent a lot of time at figure skating.
Walked into the Rose Conn Arena a couple weeks ago. There's this poor guy standing outside on his cell phone. Hey, Connie, what are you doing? Oh, geez, I got figure skating.
It's like 5 hours on that Sunday. It's not even like an hour. It's like 3 hours every day and 5 hours on Sunday. It's amazing. Like Saturday's a nice day. But it's
just 3 hours.
Even
yeah,
last
it's a
night,
nice break.
I was at the rink. I went with my one daughter right after school. Pick her up, take her out to COP for an hour because there's no skating this week, so it's off ice. So, boom, she does that. Then I go at 6:30, and I don't get home till 9:30 from Rose. I'm like, this is crazy. You know, like, I thought hockey had a lot. This is, like, full on. It's amazing.
And he's getting it soon. He's got three kids, and your oldest is set to get into, what, Timbits, right?
That'll be fun.
No, they're not allowed to play. Sports.
They're not going
to
play?
I can't wait to see Rhett's little guys.
I know.
You don't want to see these kids. There's, I don't know what it, my wife has failed them. I don't know how, why.
Thanks, fellas. I just want to continue talking. Not so much that
just
I want
to
keep Conway.
Me.
I just want to keep you.
Yeah, he's
longer.
Ready to go. He's
I
like
know. I know
overtime. He gets paid.
And
time
trust
and a half.
Me, if Conway wasn't here, I'd have headbutted you and left.
All right.